Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Rosalind. It's Natali with Family First.
Yes.
Yes, hi. I got an email from the county. They said that they have the citizen's bank statements. They ask about the PNCU bank statement.
I went down there last 2 days ago and gave it to them. I don't know why they didn't get it yet. I went to the office. I got to receive everything for them.
The PNCU bank is the one that's closed?
No, the Santana bank, the one. I don't have no account with the Santana bank. I gave them that,
no,
and I gave
them no, the there's a bank called PNCU.
PNC, yes, I gave them that.
Yeah. You gave them letters of statements or
I gave them the statements.
5 years of PNCU statements?
Yes.
He asked me, the representative from the county asked me if you have a receipt or a copy of that.
Yes, I got a receipt. I went down there last Thursday and gave it to him.
Do you have a copy of the receipt?
Yeah, I got the receipt in my pocketbook.
Okay, let me tell them that you said that you dropped it all because...
yeah, I dropped it off.
Yeah, but it's still us. It seems that maybe they've misplaced the documents or something.
If they misplaced, they're going to replace it because I can't get no more.
Okay, let me tell them.
Okay.
They will call you. They dropped off five years.
I dropped off the PNC bank statements. I dropped off the 1010 and I dropped off another. So I don't no longer work with them people.
And the Citizens Bank, you also dropped off 5 years?
Yes, I've been giving them that, Citizens Bank.
They dropped off 5 years of PNCU. I just want to confirm, you dropped off 5 years of PNCU bank statements and 5 years of Citizens Bank.
They got all those statements. Tell them to look for them. I send them. I got to be seen for them.
Okay, let me tell them again that you dropped it all. But it seems that he doesn't have it, so let's see what's going to play out.
All right, call me back.
Okay, bye-bye. Yes, I'll let you know.